powerful word that I want to share with you tonight. Let's look at the definition for the word reconciled. It is to be or become restored to favorable or friendly relations with another after a presumed wrong. To change one's own feelings toward another so that he changes his feelings to be reconciled to each other. So reconciliation is to reconcile between two individuals where a wrong has occurred. For instance, when God created man, Adam and Eve chose to partake of a fruit that God told them not to. So literally what happened is Satan ripped man out of the bosom of God and separated us from him. We are at war with God. When we're born in this world, we're at war with God. There's a word, enmity. We are at war and enmity against God because of our sin. That we cannot spend eternity in heaven because God hates sin. We're at war with God. And so this is a very powerful word. We want to begin, first of all, at the very first verse. It's found in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 30. Leviticus, and anybody there already?
Kind of gives it up. And no sin offering, whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation, to reconcile with all in the holy place, shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire.
Burnt in the fire. So there's a reconciliation covered with blood, the offering, and brought into the tabernacle to reconcile the congregation. So it's an Old Testament idea that there's a wrong that occurred, and it's being cleared up. Both parties have come to an agreement against this situation. So then the next one is Leviticus 16:20. And in Leviticus 16 and verse 20, I can read this one, or does someone have it already? All right. Oh, somebody else. Okay.
And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the silver, the live goat.
That's right. So reconciled. There is a disagreement. It wasn't pure. It wasn't clean. But now it's clean. There's an agreement that's gone on. They both agree. And the reconciliation takes place. And then we have 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 29, verse 4.
And the princes of Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, make this fellow return that he may go again to his place which thou hast appointed him. And let him not go down with us to battle, lest in battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be the heads of these men?
Yes. Yep, so there's a battle going on. There's a fight. There's a disagreement. Sometimes even occurs with church members disagreeing with one another. And the reconciliation is we come and we apologize. And we come to an agreement that this is what we're going to do. A change of mind. A change of direction. So then also 1 Samuel and then Ezekiel 45:20. Ezekiel 45 verse 20. And so thou shalt do the seventh day of the month for every one that erreth, and for him that is simple, so shall ye reconcile the house. So there's an error taking place. There's a battle going on. And then the next one after Ezekiel 45 is Matthew 5:24. Okay. Molly going to read that? Okay, Molly.
Believe bear thy gift before thee off the dock, and go thy ways. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
So there's a reconciliation going on. And the same thing with communion. And we might, I think there's another verse on that, that before partaking of communion, if there's a battle going on, there needs to be reconciliation before partaking of communion. So here we have a reconciliation of thy brother, because there's a battle going on, to leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. And very good, Molly. Thank you so much. And then the next one, after Matthew 5:24, we got Romans 5. Romans 5, 10 and 11. And this one's a good one. Here we're talking about enemies. Enemies fighting.
For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Yeah.
One more?
Yep, verse 11.
Okay. Wait for it to go on. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Very good. So there, we're enemies with God. We're at war with God. But then through Christ, we are reconciled. We're reconciled to him. The battle is over. The disagreement has now been sealed. We've been covered by the blood of Christ. Our hope is in him. We've been reconciled to God. We're no longer at enmity with God, no longer fighting. We're now at peace with him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And our hope as the child of God, the son of God, spending eternity in heaven with him. So that one's Romans, right? Now Romans 11:15. Romans 11:15.
For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?
But life from the dead, reconciled. Yes, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world. All right, that's Romans 11. Now 1 Corinthians 7. Verse 11.
But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife.
Yes, so it kind of gives us the definition of reconciled to family, to wife. Okay, that one is, and then 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and, 18, 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians 5, this is a good one. 2 Corinthians 5, 18, 19, and 20. I should have put 18 through 20.
And all things are good of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
19 and 20. Yep, 19 and 20.
To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God.
Yes, very good. So we're reconciled because of what Christ has done for us, who hath reconciled to himself by Jesus Christ. The battle's over. We're set free because of the hope that we have in him. We have been reconciled. That's 2 Corinthians, and then Ephesians 2:16.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Yes, that's a good one. That he might be reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross. Remember the statement that I've said, God does not grade on the curve. He grades by the cross. Cross of Calvary, that we might be reconciled. The battle's over. We have hope in Christ because God hates sin. And because of sin, there's death, disease, wickedness in the world today. But Christ has defeated all that, and he's reconciled us to God. That fills us with hope and joy because of what Christ has done for us. So there's Colossians. Then the next one. Yes, next one is Colossians 1, verses 19 through 23. Colossians 1. Oh, yes.
For peace, the Father, that in him shall all fullness dwell.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death, I present to you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Yes. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. Wow. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hope that we have in him. We got here the word enmity and battle, and we're alienated, we're enemies because of the wicked works that we have done. But through Christ, the body of Christ, shed blood, we have been reconciled to God, even though we're born in sin, lost, condemned, and headed for hell. So the hope tonight is have you been reconciled? Has there ever been a time in your life when you realize that you're a sinner? Lost, condemned, and headed for hell. And the only way that we can be reconciled to God, because there's nothing we can do, absolutely nothing we can do to make favor with him. That word propitiation, all of God's righteous demands are sealed, are accepted through Christ. And that word reconciliation is to bring us together, that hope that we have in him. If there's never been a time in your life when you realize that you're a sinner, now is the time to realize that our hope is in Christ, and to pray and ask him to forgive us of our sin, that we might have eternal life, that we might be reconciled to God. Powerful word. Interesting word tonight. Thank you so much for taking part tonight in our Bible study. That is just so powerful. I hope it was an encouragement to you. And if you have any questions, or you would like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, be sure to talk to one of us before you leave. Most important decision you can make in your whole life. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word tonight and the fact that through Christ we can be reconciled to you. Father, you hate sin and will not allow sin into your presence. And it's only through Christ's finished work on the cross that we might be reconciled to you. Father, I pray that if there's one here that's still at enmity with you, still at war with you, lost, still in their sin, and headed for hell, I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts, to help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. It might be too late. Today's the day. And Father, I pray that you'll use this evening for your honor and glory, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.